The following recording is from the previous cycle.
This daf is Soita Daf Tezayin, and we are at the Mishnah, or we'll begin from the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis. So the Mishnah is going to discuss, or begin to discuss, the halachas of the Soita, specifically as it relates to the drinking of the Meisoita. Says the Mishnah, Hoya mevi pilei shel cheres, the Kohen would bring a cup that was made of earthenware. The noisein l'soicha chatzi lug mayim en akir. He would put a half a lug of water, water that came from the kir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Revius, it wasn't half a lug, but rather it was a quarter of a lug. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda's lishitasai. And just like Rabbi Yehuda's going to say in the next Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin, that the amount of ksav that was erased with the water was less than what the Rabbanon say it was, so too, with regards to the amount of water that was needed, whereas the Chachamim said, a chatzi lug, Rabbi Yehuda said, a revius would be enough. Nichlas lehechol, the Kohen then entered the hechol, upon aliyamino, he took a right turn, he walked toward his right, umakam hayasham, ama al ama, there was a place on the floor that was one ama by one ama, the tavla shel shayish, it was covered with a tile that was made out of marble. But Tavas Hitzakfuab, the Kayu knew where it was because there was a ring, a little handle that was attached to it. Kucha Magbia, he would lift it up, the Noitel Offer Mitachteo, he would take offer from underneath it. The Noisen, he would put it into this Kli Cheres that had water inside of it, and he would put enough Kadesha Yura Alamayim so that it wouldn't mix completely with the water. But rather, when you looked inside this cup, you would notice that there's water, but you would also see that on top of the water there's offer. Shenemar, and we know that it had to be done in that way, and you couldn't just mix the two together, because the pasuk says when it describes the kohen putting the offer into this water, mina offer ashiya bekarka mishkan yikach hakohen v'nosan el hamayim, and the diuk is not v'nosan b'mayim, but rather v'nosan el hamayim, which would seem that after the mayim and the offer are together in the kohes, they should be distinct from each other. Says the gemara, Tanu learned in a brayso, pilo shel cheres chadosh, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said that this earthenware keli that was used for this soita had to be a brand new keli. So if there was a soita that was there yesterday and we went through this process, you couldn't reuse, you couldn't recycle the kli cheres, you had to use a brand new kli cheres. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, has Rabbi Shmuel know that it has to be brand new? Where does it say it in the pasuk? Gomar kli kli mi mitzayir, learns exeris shava from mitzayir. Malah halon cheres chadosh, just like the mitzayir had to use a cheres chadasha, afkan cheres chadasha. So to hear, by the soita, you had to use a cheres chadasha. Now, where was a kli cheres used for a mitzayra? The process of tairis ha-mitzayra was equally complex to the process of the suffix soita. One of the things that was done is the kohen would take two tzipoirim. One of them, the kohen would shecht into a kli cheres that had mayim chayim inside of it. He would then take the other tzipar, Eitz Erez, Eizosh, Nitalas, dip it into the blood and the water of the first tzipar, and then sprinkle it on top of the mitzvah. So it was a kli cheres that was used in the process. Rabbi Shmuel said that kli cheres had to be a cheres chadasha, and he learns that gzeir shava, kli, that the kli that was used for the suffix soita also had to be a kli cheres chadasha. And how do you know that by the mitzvah the kli had to be chadasha? Because if it's learned that from a pasuk, it says, v'shachat es ha-tzipar ha-achas el kli cheres, the first tzipar was shechted into the kli cheres, al mayim chayim, on top of mayim chayim. Ma mayim chayim shlein asas melacha. Just like mayim chayim means water that no melacha was ever done with it. Right? You find this term mayim chayim mentioned in the Torah. What does mayim chayim mean? It means water that no melacha was ever done with it. That is the definition of mayim chayim. So af kli shlein asas melacha. So the kli is has to be similar to the mayim, and just like the mayim is chayim, the kli had to be chayim, so to speak, as well. So that now that we know that mitzayras kli cheres had to be chadasha, kli, we learn out the soitas kli cheres had to be chadasha as well. Freik the gemara im ala halom mayim chayim afka mayim chayim. According to you, Rabbi Yishmael, that you're learning out the parish of soita from the parish of mitzayra, that the kli cheres had to be chadasha. Why don't you learn the status of the mayim from the mitzayra as well? And just like the mayim had to be mayim chayim, that's mefurish in the Torah. Maybe this mayim that was used for the soita had to be mayim chayim. The Mishnah didn't say that. Rabbi Yishmael never said that. Says the gemara, the Rabbi Yishmael hachinami. It's actually going to work out that way. according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, "Make kiyar the water that was in the kiyar." Rabbi Shmuel, "Oimer mei mayin hein." Rabbi Shmuel holds they came from a spring. They were mei mayin, which means they were mayim chayim. The Chachamim Oimer Mishar mei mayin say, "No, they could have been any water." But either way, Rabbi Shmuel l'shitasi, it actually works out very nicely because the water was taken from the kiyar, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that the mei kiyar was mei mayin, which is Mayim Chayim. So Enochinami, Rabbi Shmuel learns Xeris Shava, Soita from Metzaira. He learns from there that the Klicheres had to be a Klicheres Chadosha, just like the Metzaira's Klicheres had to be Chadosha. He also learns that the Mayim had to be Mayim Chayim, just like the Metzaira's Mayim had to be Mayim Chayim as well. Freak the Gemara, but Ikel Mifrach. I don't understand how Rabbi Shmuel can learn Xeris Shava, Soita from Metzaira, because I can ask a very obvious question. Mala Metzaira, Metzaira has a lot of other chumras, Shekain Ta'an, Eitz Erez, the Ezoiv, which need to last. These are things that you don't find anywhere by a Saita. So how could you learn a Gzeres Shava? Isn't there an obvious Pircha? Now, if you look at the top Tosfos says, obviously this Gemara's Kasha is predicated on the Shita in Shas that holds you could ask a Kasha on a Gzeres Shava, because really, there is a Shita in Shas. The majority opinion in Shas is you can't ask Kashas on a Gzeres Shava. There are Shitas, however, that hold that in order for a Gzeres Shava to be Kasha proof, be Pircha proof, it has to be a Gzeres Shava Mufna. There has to be at least one word that's extra. There's a Ma'an Lama that says that both words that are the basis of the Gzeres Shava have to be extra. Mufna mitzad echad, Mufna mi beis tzadim. But this Gemara's Kasha is obviously predicated on the fact that there has to be some element of Mufna in order to ask a Kasha, in order to not be able to ask a kasha on Gzeres Shava. This Gzeres Shava apparently wasn't Mufna, and thus the Gemara says, I have an obvious question. The Mitzvah is more chamer than the Saita. Shekein ton, Eitz Eretz, Ve'ez, Ve'shni Telas, Omar Rabbos, because of that kasha, Rabbi said, you have to say that Rabbi Shmuel that said that the klicheres that was used for the Saita was a klicheres chadasha. The Makar is not that he learns it out from Mitzvah, but rather he learns it out from the parsha of Soita itself. It says, "Amakra bikli cheres," and we learn from there, "Klisha marti l'cha kvar." You should use the kli cheres, not a kli cheres, but rather the kli cheres, the same kli cheres that was used for the Metzaira, which was a kli cheres chadasha. It's that same type, not the same one, because then it's not chadasha, but that same type of kli cheres is what you're going to use for the suffix soita. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Loishanu elu shleinis ach mupon of the rabbanon that argue with Rabbi Shmuel that hold that the kli cheres didn't have to be chadasha. They only hold that you can use or reuse a klicheres as long as it didn't become black. It doesn't look used. Once it looks used already, and then it's going to be possible. My timer, do me the mayim. The chachamim hold that the klicheres on some level has to be similar to the mayim. And my mayim shle nishtan, just like the mayim is only kosher, if it looks like mayim, av kli shle nishtana. So to the kli, it can't be nishtana. But once there is some hishtanos in the actual kli, at that point, even according to the chachamim that argue with Rabbi Shmuel that don't hold that it has to be chadasha, they'll agree that it's going to be possible. What if it became black, and then you stuck it into a fire, v'nislavnu, it became white again. Ma, what's the halacha? Now it's white, or it was once black. Mi amrina, do we say, kivin de itchu, meaning that at one point you couldn't use it, so it was pushed off, it was puzzle, so it becomes puzzle forever. There's such a concept in Kachin, there's a psul dochli. So do you say that once it's puzzle, that's it, you can never correct it? I don't know. Keeping the hadar. When it was puzzle, but now it's white again. So what's the big deal? Tashma, Rabbi Lozo Omer, Eitz Erez, the Ezoiv, Ushni Toilas, Shehivshil Bahen, Ku Pasuk Lachayrov. So the Eitz Erez and Ezoiv Ushni Toilas, that was used for the Tayyar Samitzayra. What if before the Koyim wanted to use it for the Tayyar Samitzayra, he used it, or somebody used it for some mundane use. So he used it to carry his bags. So he was carrying a kupa, and he attached it to this Eitz Erev Ezev Shnei Telas. He slung it behind his back, and he's walking around with it. Psulin. The halacha is that it's possible. Now, the way Rashi explains the Gemara assumes that the reason it's puzzle is probably because it got bent out of shape. Not merely because it was used for something mundane. Because if the reason it was puzzle is because it was used for something mundane, the Brisa would have said that. Rashi says, the Mishnah or the Brisa describes a very specific thing that you used with the Eitz Erez, the Ezev Vishnitalas. You used it lahavshel kupas la'chayrav shma mina amalacha le'kapit. So you see from here that the malacha per se is not the issue, but rather ashinuya kapit. What bothers you is that we used it in a way that this form deformed somehow these things. And it's for that reason that it's possible. The Gemara's kash is vahasam hadri umafshati. Although you deformed it temporarily, you could easily straighten it out and make it kosher again. The teretz is that once temporarily you can't use it, that automatically makes it possible. So just like with regards to the halacha of the etzeres ve'ezav shnitaylas, where there's a halacha that it can't be deformed, even if it's only temporary, and you straighten it out afterwards, there's a halach of kivan de itchu itchu, so it would make sense then that the same thing should be true regarding the klicheres that was used for the soita. That once it's nesachmu panov, even if you stuck it into a fire, vinislabnu, still it's going to be puzzle, says the Gemara. No, hasam de ikluf ikluf. It could be, it's talking about where you used it in a way where you permanently deformed it. There's no way to straighten it out. It's for that reason it's going to be possible. Had it only been temporary, maybe you do say, kivan the hoder hoder, as a result, you can't be poshet the shaila and argamar. So the Mishnah says, the koyin now has the kois that's full with the mayan from the mekir, the chatzi log, or the revius log, nichnas lehechal uponali amina. He now enters the hechal and he turns to his right. Says the Gemara, my taimo, why are you making a right turn? The omar mar, because we learn, kol pinoi sha'ata poina lo yu elo derchimen. Because this is a halacha klolis, that any time the koyin took a turn in the Mokam HaMikdash, he always took a right turn. So it's not a specific, particular halach in Hilchas Soita, but rather, kol pinei sha'ata poina. Any time the Kohen ever made a turn in the Mokam HaMikdash, he always turned to the right, and it's for that reason that the Mishnah says that when he was nichnas lehechol, he was panali amina. So we'll just stop here for a moment just to speak out a little bit halach. So this is something that comes up in Masechtas Yuma. It comes out whenever you learn Seder Kachim. Whenever the Kohen had to make rounds, he always started with the right. So he took a right turn and then everything went from there. Whether he was making the hazoyas on top of the mizbeach, kol pinoi sha'ata poina lo yir el yamin. But it's interesting that this is something that comes up many areas in halacha. Just to mention a few. The Mechaber in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, that's Hilchas Nesias Kapayim. So he discusses the Kohanim that go up to Duchen. So when the Kohanim are Duchening, so they start off during Chazaras Hashatz, that's when they stand there. They face towards the Aron Kodesh. And then when the Chazan says Kehanim, they turn towards the Tzibur. And then after Brichas Kehanim, they turn back towards the Aron. So it says the Mechaber, Kishemachzirim Pneim, when the Kehanim turn, Bein Bitchilo, whether it's in the beginning, the Mishnah Berurah explains, when the Chazan says Kehanim, so they're turning towards the Tzibur, Bein Besoif, on the way back, when they turn back towards the Aron Kodesh, Lo Yachziru El Adarachimen. They should always turn towards the right, and the reason is, we have our in-house Kohen, because kol pinei sha'ata poina lo yu el yamin. That's simin kuf chav ches hilchas nesias kapayim. Another place in halacha where this is brought down is in hilchas kriyas ha'torah, simin kuf mem aleph. The mechaber over there says, ha'oila lemigdal, somebody gets an aliyah. So you to go up to the bima to get your aliyah. So the halacha is as follows. You're supposed to go b'derech kitzara. So you're supposed to find the shortest route from where you're sitting to the Bima, to the Sefer Torah, and that's the way you're supposed to go. Incidentally, the Mishnah Berurah says, why Bederech Kitzar? He says, there's two reasons. Number one, Bisham Kavarat Tzibur, Shleim Tinu Olav Harbe. They shouldn't have to wait for you. Number two, Kavarat Torah. Laharashi Chaviva Olav, Umemayer Likrispa. You're excited. You want to go make the Berech Satera. You want to run up to the Sefer Torah. So you're always supposed to go Bederech Kitzar. When you go back, what are you supposed to do? V'yered mehamigdol b'derech achashulei b'derech harucha. You're supposed to go the long way. And here the reason is nothing to do with kavadat zibor, because no one's paying attention to you anymore, but shulei tehei nir all of kamasa. It shouldn't look like you can't wait to get down. So to the contrary, you go b'derech harucha, it's a sensitivity, kavadat teira, that's the proper way to do it. Says the mechaber, v'nbeiz hadrochem shavim, let's say the two ways are equal, so there's no derech kitzara, there's no derech arucha, so what should you do then? Says the Mechaber, oyla bepesach shehuloi bederech yamin. Then you should go to the right. And the reason is, kol pina sha'ata poina lo yehei ela derech yamin. That's what the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion. What about the Chazan, who's taking the Sefer Torah out of Aron Kodesh, and he's bringing it now to the Bima? What's he supposed to do? So he brings from the Prima Godim that the Prima Godim said that when it comes to the Chazan, there's no derech yamin, and there's no derech kitzara and derech arucha, but you should always go the yamin, you should always say kol pinei sha'ata poina. The Prima Godim said, because both svaras don't really apply. Both the svara of kavadat tzibur, there's no svara of kavadat tzibur, the Chazan taking the Sefer Torah, and there's no svara of kavadat Torah either. so that he's holding the Sefer Torah, not going towards the Sefer Torah. So he says, when it comes to the Chazan holding the Sefer Torah, the Prima Godem says you should always go liyamin. Mr. Bruce says it's a moot point, because based on a Ramal later, he says the Minig Yisrael is that they always made sure that the Bima should be in the center of the base, the center of the Beis HaKnesses, so that from when the Chazan is going, from where he's from the Aron Kodesh to the Bima, there physically shouldn't be a Derech Gitzar, Derech Arucha. That's the way the Beis HaKnesses is supposed to be situated. So he says, Bizman Hazetz, anyways, a moot point, because if you follow the halacha, that's the way it's supposed to be. A fourth place where you find this halacha is in Hilchas Lulav. You do the Nanuim with the Lulav. So there's different minhagim, how exactly you do it. But everybody agrees you start to your right. Why do you start to your right? It's halacha Shulchan Aruch. Yaakov derech yamin, and then afterwards, v'yinaneh, Mizrach Tarach, Ma'ariv Tzofen, Mishra Brumings, the other minhagim, but you start liyamin. Why do you start liyamin? Kol pina shatapoyna, lo yu el yamin. And then finally, and this is the most controversial area. Controversial is not the right word, but the most complex area in halacha, and that is the most in Yonah D'Yoyma, and that's Hilchas Chanukah. So in Hilchas Chanukah, the halacha is, this is in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav, Sifkot Nhei. Mechaber says, Yaschol Lahadlik B'Leil Rishon B'Ner HaYoyser Yemini. So the first night, when you light the menorah, where Moisef HaHilach, like Bezil, you start with the light, the candle that's to your far right. Then second day, you're going to add a ner to the left. You should make the bracha, meaning the first candle that you should light is the one to the left. Why? Says the mechaber, so that when you start lighting, you continue lighting, you're going to move towards your right, and it's based on the halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, called pinashat apayno lo yu el yamin. So the way we light the menorah is night one, you light the far right, and then you add to the left, but you always start from the further left, and you work your way right. It's based on a open shut halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Based on this halacha of kolpina sha'atapoina, lo yu el yamin. If you look in the Bir Halacha brings a long discussion in the poskim. Be'ikar, it's the Taz, where the Taz argues. And the Taz says that I don't think the Beis Yosef understood the halacha of kolpina sha'atapoina, lo yu el yamin. Kolpinis doesn't mean that you should move towards your right. Kolpinis means you should start from the right. So I agree that the Beis Yosef is applying the right principle, and that is kolpinis at the point of liyel yamin, and certainly that should govern the way you light the menorah, but not start left and move your way right. To the contrary, give chashivos to the right. Start from the right, in which case, you should move your way left. Either way, it's a tremendous machlokes apoiskim. The mechstam in the Shulchan Aruch is, start from your left, move to your right. The Taz and many other poiskim agree with the Taz, and they hold that kolpina shatapoina, to the contrary, means you should start from your right. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, who often makes a really nice summary, a nice sikkum on all the different shittas, so he brings all the shittas that held one way and all the shittas that held the other way, and at the end he says, "Ubetrumas Hadeshim Kosav," that there were two distinct menhagim in Mekla Yisrael. The Bnei Rainus, the Yidden that lived in Rainus, Asuk Rabbeinu Abes Yosef, Ubnei Ostreich, the Yidden that lived in Ostreich, Asuk Halavush, so he refers to it as the shittas Halavush. It's the shittas HaTaz that we have in the side of the Shulchan Aruch, that you're supposed to start from the far right. One interesting raya that the Levush brought to his shita, that kolpinish at the point of means not start from the left and move your way right, but rather start from the right and move your way left, is from the way we write Lashon HaKodesh. Most languages, maybe all, when you write left to right. English, you write left to right. Lashon HaKodesh, you write right to left. Says Levush, why? Why do you write right to left? Why is it fakert? Says the reason is kol pina shatapoyna lo yu el yamin. And if we write right to left, that's a raya that's how kol pina works. Not move to your right, but start from the right and move to the left. So that's a raya. That's what you're supposed to do with Chanukah. Zok to Aruch HaShulchan, and I think I once saw this as a tainer from the Kadmoinim. But he says, Umasha hevi raya miksi v'shalonu. Says, I don't agree with the raya. He says, because it's true that we write right to left, but each individual ois. How do you write the ois? It's left to right. Ksav Ashuris, you always write the ois left to right. So the narrative goes right to left. But each individual ois, you start on the left side and then you work your way to the right. That's how the actual ois is written. So he says, I don't know how you could bring a raya from the general narrative, which goes right to left. Maybe bring a raya from each individual ois, which is actually left to right. But either way, says the
Aruch HaShulchan with regards to why the Ois is left to right and the Ksav itself is right to left. Yesh bazeh soy gadol b'ksiva miyamin l'smoil v'yadu alechach mihakabola. So he says it already has to do with Hoichazachin, it has to do with Kabbalah in terms of why it's that way. The Chassam Sofer, and we'll just end with this, has a tshuva in Aruch Chaim Simin Kuf Pezai, where he discusses different halachas regarding kalpinus. And then at the end, I just thought it was interesting, he says, ha'oyla mizeh lehalacha ula maisa. And he has a little kitzur shulchan aruch with four se'ifim. So it's a small shulchan aruch, four halachas that you have to know, halacha ula maisa, the psaka, the chsam sofer, with regards to kalpina. The first one is, ha'makif beregel maschu mitzad shuhu liyamin loy. He says, if you're going someplace, you're going to make a hakafa, for example, you should certainly go to your right. That's when you go up to the Aliyah, the Kehanim. So that you always go to your right. So if you're standing in one place and you're going to do a mitzvah, k'goy ner Chanukah, v'lulav, maschal mismail, upayna liyaminoi. That's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch regarding Chanukah. Not like the Taz, not like the Levush. You should start with the left and you should move your way to the right. Simin ledavar, oisiyos ha-Torah. This must be where I saw it. Chenechtavim v'nimshachem yismayli vet. That you write from left to right. Vayinu ksivatama, chekasu basnam, etc. The third halach is yamin v'havar ala mitzvahs. Let's say you have an option to either go to your right, but if you go to your right, you're going to be mavar ala mitzvahs. Then again, there's a rule of emavir ala mitzvahs. So what takes precedence? Kol pina sh'atapoin aliyah el yamin or emavir ala mitzvahs? So it says the Chassam Sofer, yamin v'derech kitzara, yamin adif. V'arav Beis Yosef loy kosav kein, which Beis Yosef didn't say that? That was the halach in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Because if you get an aliyah, you're supposed to go b'derech kitzara. If they're equal, then you go liyamin. So you see that derech kitzara actually takes precedence over yamin. But either way, he says, yamin v'derech kitzara, yamin adif, yamin v'havara, yamin adif. So a person, he says, should try to situate himself in a way where he's not going to run into these issues. And then finally, kol zeh ba'oymed b'kaydish. This is all if you're in a makim kaydish. You're in the Beis HaMikdash, you're in the Beis HaKnesses, you're in shul, you're lighting the menorah. Yeah, you're taking the dalad meaning. Koyin oim beis haknesses for roitz leilachem koymei. Mash enkin anichnas michutz lo beis haknesses ein mokum liyamin klal. So you have jug handles in New Jersey, but has nothing to do with kolpina shat apoyin aliyah liyamin. The bottom line is, it's all in a mokum kodesh. But if you're not in a mokum kodesh, then this whole halacha doesn't apply. Zok the gemara vayta mokum hayisham ama. So in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Heichal, there was one tile on the floor that was Amma Lama. There was a ring on top of it. You were able to lift it. Underneath that, there was Ofer. And that's where the Koyim would take Ofer, mix it in together with the water to give the Sait to the drink. Tanu Rabbanon, min Ofer Ashiyah, that you took from the Ofer Ashiyah, the Pasuk in its entirety is, min HaOfer Ashiyah B'Karka HaMishkan. So he took the Ofer Ashiyah, Bekarkeram Mishkan. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, min Ofer Ashiyah Yochol, Yisak me Bachutz V'Yachnes. I would have thought that if you want, you could take the offer from outside of the Makom HaMikdash. Meaning it doesn't necessarily have to be from the Mishkan. Talmud Loimar, Bekarkeram Mishkan. No, it says in the Torah, Ashiyah, Bekarkeram Mishkan. Ibekarkeram Mishkan. If the Torah says Karka Mishkan, Yochol, I would have thought that it's Ma'akiv, that it should be in the Karka Mishkan. So that, let's say, the Koy picks up this tile and he doesn't find anything underneath it. There's no offer. So Yochel, I would have thought Yachbar Bikardoima is you have to bring sledgehammers and you have to start digging and try to find offer. Talmud Loimer Ashayya. No, Ashayya says even if it appeared there, Hakeitzad Likatchila Yesham Hava, it should be from the Karka Mishkan. In Sham, then Ashayya, even if it happened to have appeared there, you brought it from outside, and it's for that reason it's in the Mishkan, that B'dieved is going to be fine as well. No, this Karka Mishkan sounds like it had to come from the ground of the Mishkan. Ashayya means that you could bring it from outside, bring it in the Mishkan. It is in the Mishkan now, because you brought it there, and as a result, it's going to be kosher. So, Likatchila, Karka Mishkan, B'dieved, Ashayya is going to be fine as well. So, again, does it have to be from the Mishkan? Yes, Likatchila. No b'diyavet. Tanya idach, another b'raisa. U'mina ofer ashayyeh. Melamed, we learn from this pasuk, shayyeh misake mibachutz u'machnes b'karka ha-mishkan. So the Tanya Kamba, this b'raisa holds that likatchila you were supposed to take it from outside of the Mishkan and bring it into the Mishkan. Likatchila, it shouldn't be from the karka ha-mishkan. And he knows it again from ashayyeh. It appeared in the Mishkan, meaning it was outside. You brought it in. Because you brought it in, it's in the Mishkan. And that's the way it's supposed to be done, likatchila. Isi ben Yehuda Oimer Lahavi Bekarka. What does Bekarka Mishkan then mean? Isi ben Yehuda Oimer Lahavi Karka Shiloi Noiv Vigivoin Ubeisei Lama. To teach me that although the Parsha of Soita is mentioned in the Torah, and in the context of the Sukkim in the Torah, it's referring to the Mishkan that was in the Midbar. So you would have thought that maybe the halach of Soita only applied in the Mishkan. Kamash Malon, the words Karka Mishkan, and they teach me that whether the Mishkan was in Shiloh Noiv or Givayin, or whether we're talking about the Beis Elamim, we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash, the halachas of Soita are always going to apply, and that's learned out from Karka Mishkan. So Ashiyah tells me, Likatchila, take it from outside. What does Karka Mishkan then mean? Karka Mishkan means that L'rabo is even Shiloh Noi V'givoy Nubei Salom. Isi B'menachem Oimer Einoi Tzarech. Now, you don't need Karka Mishkan to tell me that these halachas, the halachas of Soita apply even not in the Mishkan that was in the Midbar, because you can learn in Mikal V'chayim, Ma B'tumakala. Just like when it comes to Tumakala. For example, someone that's Tommy entering the Mishkan. There's no chilik between the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, and if the Mishkan was in the Midbar or was in Shiloh Noiv V'givoyin, the halachas are always going to be the same, that if somebody enters, he's going to be chayiv karis. But Tumas Eishes Ish. Tumas Eishes Ish. Arayis, which is also called Tumah. Tumah Ksiv Bakar Arayis, which is Chamura, which is more Chamur. Why is it more Chamur? Because a Tumah that enters the Beis HaMikdash is only chayiv karis, only. But relative to an Eishes Ish, who's chayiv mises bezin, like Kolshkein, so certainly over there, the halachas of Soita would apply. Imkei matam aloim bebekarka mishkan, shalo yavi mitoich kupasai, like the previous Braisa, which said that l'katchila, it should come from the karka mishkan. Either way, a machloikis, whether l'katchila, the offer was supposed to come from the karka hamishkan, or whether l'katchila was supposed to come from outside. One, Tana held, l'katchila is supposed to come from the karka mishkan because it says karka mishkan. Asheyia teaches me that b'di'evet, if there was nothing there, you don't have to bring kardoimos, you don't have to start digging, b'di'evet, it's fine if it comes from outside. The other man says, no, l'katchila is supposed to come from outside because it says asheyia. What then does karka mishkan mean? L'rabba is noiv v'givayin u'beis olam. Tosfos, incidentally, has a nice kasha, which is really not for today, but it's the second Tosfos on the Amid, where Tosfos asks, so why do you need a riboy to tell me that the halachas of Soita apply, not only in the Mishkan, but they apply in the Beis HaMikdash as well? There's a Gemara that says, Mikdash ikri Mishkan, u'mishkan ikri Mikdash. Erev and Dapes, it's a Gemara Masach Teshvus, that wherever the Torah says Mishkan, it means the Beis HaMikdash as well. And to the contrary, when it says Mikdash, it means the Mishkan as well. So why here do you need Bekarka HaMishkan, a Riboy, to tell me that not only the Mishkan and the Midbar, but even Shiloh Noiv given a Beis HaLovim, isn't there a general rule of Mishkan Ikri Mikdash and Mikdash Ikri Mishkan? In terms of this idea, what does it mean, Mikdash Ikri? Why would I think the Mikdash is not the Mishkan and the Mishkan is not the Mikdash? So I always thought that Mishkan is Miloshen Shechina. Mikdash is Miloshen Kedusha. We spoke out last week, the Sforna, in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei, where the Sforna says that, just like the Gemara says, there were different levels of Ashrayis HaShechina between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. In Bayis Rishon, the Shechina was really fast. Bayis Sheni, the Gemara says there was no Ashrayis HaShechina, which everybody speaks out. It doesn't mean there was no Shechina at all. What does the Beis HaMikdash mean without Ashrayis HaShechina? There's Ashrayis HaShechina in a Beis HaKnesses, if there's a minyan davening there. Yochid that learns Torah, the Shechina Zimoy. So certainly, there was Shechina there, but the level was nowhere near the level of Shechina that there was in Bayis Rishon. The same was true with regards to the Mishkan and Bayis Rishon. There were three levels of Ashrayis HaShechina. There was Mishkan, there was Bayis Rishon, and there was Bayis Sheni. Ayin b'sforna reish parashas b'kudei be'arucha. The Mishkan could be Miloshen Shechina only passed for the actual Mishkan, because there the Ashrayis HaShechina was so strong that you could refer to the entire structure as a Mishkan, a Makom Ashrayis HaShechina, whereas Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, although there was Shechina, it was on a lesser level. It could be for that reason it wasn't called Mishkan. It's a drasha that Mikdash Nami Kari Mishkan, that when it says Mishkan, it could be Mikdash as well. So it could be there's some Tifa Zachin in this whole idea of the name Mishkan and the name Mikdash. You see, it's not arbitrary, but either way, that's Tosfos Kasha over here in the Gemara. Says the Gemara Vayta, Iboyulu, ain't some offer, Maushitin Efer. Let's say there was no offer. They couldn't find offer. There's no offer underneath this Amal, Amo. There's no offer to bring from outside. Could you use Efer, ashes? So, offer, Efer. It's not the same thing. Offer is dirt. Afer is ashes. So if there's no dirt, can you use Afer or not? Says the Gemara, Libet Beishamai, Loiti Boyeloch. According to Beishamai, it's not a question, the Ami Lematzino Afer, Shekari Ofer. It's according to Beishamai that holds that for Kisei Hadam, there's a mitzvah of Kisei Hadam, and you're supposed to use Ofer. And Beishamai, Shitiz, you're not allowed to use Afer. So then certainly it's not a Shailah. Because just like you can't use Afer for Kisei Hadam, you shouldn't be able to use Afer here either. Kiti Boyeloch, what's the Shailah? Libet Beisilol. According to Beisilol, the Ami, Matzino Afer, Shekari Ofer. According to Beisilol, that says that you're allowed to use Afer for Kisei Hadam. What's the loch over here? Afagaf the Ikri Ofer. Do you say that being that you find Afer is called Ofer, Hocho, but here maybe it's different because Bikarka Mishkon Tziv, and you're not going to find Afer in the Karka Mishkon. So that's a Giloy that we need Dafka Ofer. Hi, Bikarka Mishkon, Isa ben Yehuda. Look at the Isa ben Achim with us. We already used the words Bikarka Mishkon to teach me a halacha, the Joshua. Either that Lakatchilo, it should come from the Karka Mishkon, or the Rabbi Shiloh Noiv Givan Ubeis Eloma. But either way, not to teach me Limu'ute Afer. So that's the Shaila. According to Basil, that holds that you can use Afer for Kisei Adam, because Afer and Afer are interchangeable. What about with regards to the Mesoita? Can you use Afer instead of Afer? Says the Gemara Toshma. There are three places in the Torah where Halacha L'Moshe Misinai trumps the Pasuk, meaning it is Moitzi the Pshutai Shel Mikra. The Pasuk seems to say one thing, but there's Alocha L'Moshe Misinai, and the Alocha L'Moshe Misinai contradicts what the Pasuk says, but it doesn't matter. It's the Alocha L'Moshe Misinai that takes precedence over what the Pasuk seems to be saying. And what are the three examples? Atayr Amr, the Torah says, Be'ofar, Kisui Adam is supposed to be done with Ofar. V'halocha, however, the Halocha is Bechol Dover. It doesn't necessarily have to be Ofar. HaTorah Amra, the Torah says, Bitar. The Nazir is only not allowed to shave his hair with a tar. However, V'halacha, B'chol Dover. Doesn't matter how he shaves his hair, he's not allowed to do it. HaTorah Amra, the Torah says, Sefer, that a man who divorces his wife, V'kosav lo Sefer Grisos. V'halacha, B'chol Dover. Doesn't have to give his wife a Sefer. V'im Isa Freik de Gemara. That when it says, Afar, by the soita, it's lav dafka. And if you want, you can use Afer, lechshev nami hai. Then why didn't it say a fourth example where the halacha is a keves mikra? So from the fact that it's only three and not four, obviously where it says offer by the soita, offer is dafka. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya because it could be ton of a shire. It's possible that really there is a fourth. Why then did the Brisa not mention the fourth? Because it just left it out, ton of a shire. Zok the Gemara, my shire, the high shire. It's always a bit the Yevet Teretz, so it's something that if you have no choice, you could back into a ton of a shire. But if you need some sort of precedence, if you want to just say Tana Vishayer, is there anything else that the Tana we know for sure left out that we can say that maybe really you could use Afer, and the reason it's not listed in this Braisa is Tana Vishayer? So the Gemara says, yeah, Shayer Mitzayra. He left out Mitzayra. Tanya, we're linked to the Braisa, and this is a long-winded Braisa. It'll take us on to Amid Beis. Vayavieh Mashvi, the Mitzayra used to shave all the hair in his body twice. On the first day of his Tahira and on the seventh day of his Tahira as well. For more on that, Sechtes Nazir. So it says in the Torah that on the seventh day, the Mitzayra should be Megaleach Kol Sa'ari. And based on that, I would think, Klo, all the hair in his body. But then the Torah says, Es Roshoi, the Es Zekonoi, the Es Gabazenov. He should shave the hair on his head, the hair on his beard, and Gabi Seinov, and he should shave his eyebrows. So based on that, that's a prat. Sounds like only those hairs. But then it says, Ves kol sa'ari. There's another klal. Yigaleach. Chazar klal. Klal prat to klal. What's the rule? Iyata don elo ke'ina prat. So ma prat mefurish. Mokum kina seyar venira. Just like the prat is an area where there's a lot of hair. And it's nira, you can see it. Afkol mokum kina seyar. So too, your mechuyev to shave, based on the klal prat of klal, the mitzvah has to shave all here that is a makam kinus, where there's a gathering of here, and where it's nira. My rabbi, what is it coming to include that's not already mentioned in the pasuk? Sarah glide, here there's makam erva. My mute, what's it coming to exclude? The beis ha-shechi, the beis ha-shechi, the here that's in his beis ha-shechi, his underarms, places where you can't see it. Says the Gemara, that is the way you would darshan the klal prat kol. So based on the general rules of how you darshan psukei ha-Torah, you have a klal prat kol regarding the teglachas that the Mitzorah did b'yom ha-shvi, and that would teach us that it has to be megaleach all the here that it's in a mokum kinus and it's nira. But if it's not a makum kinos and it's not nira, that would be excluded. Says the Gemara, v'hilchaso, however, that's not the halach. The halach is megaleach kidalas. He has to shave his body smooth kidalas like a pumpkin, meaning he shaves all the hair on his body. And how do we know that? At the time we learned in the Mishkah, poli lahakas ha-metzayra, when they came to shave the metzayra, ma virtar al kol besaroi. Now this is talking about the tiglachas that the metzayra did b'yom rishon. We're discussing the teglachas that the Mitzvah did be Yemeshvi. But Viktoni Seif, if you look at the Seif of that Mishnah, it says, Yemeshvi ne Megalchoi, teglachas shnio, ke teglachas rishayno. So if the teglachas rishayno was Megaleach Kolsai, right? Then so too, teglachas shnio is the same thing. That means, although the Pshutei Shal Mikra, klal pratu klal, is that you're only supposed to shave here, that's mokim kinosar, and it's nira, the halach is not that way. The halach is mavritar al kol besorei. So, what do you see from there? You have a fourth example where the halacha is a keves the mikra. And it doesn't mention that in the Brice. Rabbi Shmuel said, b'shloisha mekoymois. Elamai, ton of a shire. Oh, ton of a shire. So could be he was shire also. The fact that really you can use afer for the offer and you don't dafka have to use offer. That is the Gemara's taina. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. But Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok said, no, it's not a right. You have a kasha. Why didn't Rabbi Shmuel mention this fourth example of a halacha that's a keves mikra, that you see that the halacha of tiglachas of the mitzvah b'yem hashvi is not like the klal prat klal? It's very different. Says the Gemara, kiko choshev halacha oy keves mikra. We're listing three psukim where the halacha is being oikr the pasik. Huh? This is not being oikr a pasik. Oy keves mid rabbanon. This is being oikr a dindir rabbanon. The klal pratu klal is only a dindir rabbanon. Really? We'll see that in a minute. But that's only a dindir rabbanon. And be that it's only a dindir rabbanon, that's why it doesn't count. As opposed to offer slater, which is a mikra, that's a dindir raisa, dir mechitesi. So you have no raya ton of a shire, so you can't say ton of a shire. And luchura, from the fact that Bishmol said, b'shloisha mekoyme, it's not fourth, that's a raya that you can't use efer, you have to use offer. A papa said a different text. Kika choshev halacha oikeves v'oikeres. It could be Rabbi Shmuel was only discussing halachas that are oikeves v'oikeres. Ha oikeves umaysefesi. This is not being oiker. It's not changing it completely. Meaning going from offer to efer, that would be a complete distortion of what the Torah is saying. Tar, and you're saying even a scissor. So scissor is not a tar. You're not being moisef on tar. It's just not the same thing. Over here, you're being moisef. Because based on the Pshutei Shal Mikra, we know already a mokum kinosar and a mokum that's nira. We're just being moisef. Not just that, it's kol basari as well. So it's not a ton of a shire from the fact that we didn't list the teglachas of the metzora. So you don't have a raya to my shire, the high shire. Rav Ashi Yomar, Hamas Nisa, Mani, Rav Yishmoli, the Dorish, Klal Yeprat. You have a different teretz. Our Brisa that said three is going according to Rav Yishmol, the Darshan's Klal Uprat. Kidalas Mani, but this Brisa, or this Mishnah, that says that the Mitzayra, B'yom Shvila Taglachta, used to shave his entire body, despite the fact that it's not like the Klal Prat, the Klal, Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Akiva. The Dorish Ribuyi Umiyuti, who doesn't hold of the Klal Prata Klal. The kasha was, you have a Klal Prata Klal, now Loch has been going to the Klal Prata Klal. It's not true. This Tana, the Mishnah, doesn't hold of Klal Prata Klal. He darshins Ribuy Miyut. Ribuy, we've discussed this many times in the past, we don't have to go through this now. Again, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa. V'hoye b'yei mashvi, yigaleach es kol sa'orei ribo. Es roishe v'eskone v'eskabes ein of miyut. V'es kol sa'orei yigaleach chozav ribo. Not klal pratu klal, ribo miyut ribo. Ribo umiyut v'ribo, ribo hakol. What's the rule? You marbe everything. My ribo, ribo de kulagufe, the entire go. Umay miyut, miyut seyo shebetoich achoitim. You might one thing. Klal pratu klal is marba everything that's ke'en aprat. Ribo miyut, ribo is a whole different mahalach. You're marba everything, you might one thing. So you're marba everything, meaning all the hair on your body. You might one thing, the thing that would be the outlier. What's the outlier in this case? The hair that a person has inside his nose, that would be the outlier relative to all the other hair on his body. That's the only hair that the Mitzvah doesn't have to shave, but everything else, he would have to. So again, the kasha was, don't you have a fourth example of the halacha being a keves mikra? No. Because that Mishnah that says, as kol shabbos, it doesn't hold klal prat klal. So if it doesn't hold klal prat klal, you're not being memayed anything. My havi Allah, what's the bottom line? Says the Gemara Toshmat, Amar Rav, Unabar Ashi, Amar Rav, Incham Ofer, if you had no offer, maybe rakvufis yerek. You can take a vegetable that turned into dust and you can use it on makadish, says the Gemara. So if you can use this vegetable, certainly you should be able to use afer.
You would think Afer is more similar to Afar than the Rakvuf is of the Yerek. It's not true. Rakvuf is Yerek Uda Avoy, Afar, Afer Loya Avoy, Afar. Rakvuf is Yerek is actually more similar to Afar than Afer. Says the Gemara Vayta, Gedesha Yira Ala Mayim. So you have to put Afar into the water, and it should be in a way, a proportion where you can see the Afar inside the water. Tana Rabban, Shloisha Tzrichin Shir. There are three areas in Halacha where you have to do something, and you have to see something. Within the context of what you're doing. Afar Saita has to be noticeable in the water. The Eifa Parah, when they mix the Eifa Parah with the water, you had to see the Eifa Parah. The Reik Yavama. And when the Yavama spits, the Dayanim have to see the spit. Mishum Rabbi Shmolam, they have to see it as it's falling. Mishum Rabbi Shmolam Ru, in the name of Rabbi Shmolam, was said, Af Dam Tzipar. So too, the Dam Tzipar that was mixed together with the Mayim Chaim in the process of the Tyrus Amitzoira, that had to be seen as well. Says the Gemara, my time is Rabbi Shmolam. Has Rabbi Shmolam know that you have to see the Dam Tzipar? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, again, the two Tzipurim that the Kohen would bring, it's part of the process of being Matar the Mitzoyra. He would shecht one of the Tzipurim into a Kli Cheres that had Mayim in. So the Dam would now fall into the Mayim. He would take the other tzipor together with the eight zeres of Ezer Shnitei Las, he would dip it all into the dam of the tzipor and the mayim, and then he would put it on the mitzvira. So says Rabbi Yishmael that the dam and the mayim chayim that are together in this klicheres is an example of where you need to see something. You have to be able to see the dam. So my time, Rabbi Yishmael, dechsiv v'tov al oisam bedam tzipor. You're going to take the live tzipor and you're going to be toivel it inside the dam of the tzipor hames. V'tanya, we learned to the braisa, b'dam, yocha b'dam. I would think that it's enough that you just toivel it in the dam of the tzipor. V'lei b'mayim, you don't need water. Talmud loymer, so says the Torah, the Gemara, you can't be. Because if you look in the pasuk, it says, v'tov al oisam, v'eis ha-tzipor ha-chaya. Oisam is referring to the eitz eres, v'eza v'shnitei las. Together with the tzipor ha-chaya, b'dam ha-tzipor ha-shchuta, al mayim chayim. So you can't say that you only toivel it in the dam atzipor because it says clearly al mayim chayim. If mayim had it only said mayim yochab mayim, I would have thought only mayim v'loy b'dam tam v'loy b'dam. So it says clearly in the pasuk b'dam atzipor ashchuta al mayim chayim. Hoketzat maybe mayim shedam tzipor nikar behen. You bring water that has dam tzipor nikar in it. The kama, how much water would you have to have? Revius, if you have a revius, mayim, and the dam tzipor, it's all going to be nicker, and everything's going to work out. So Rabbi Shmuel says, how do you know that the dam tzipor has to be nicker in the mayim? Because it says, v'tov al oisam, v'is ha-tzipor ha-chaya, b'dam ha-tzipor ha-shchuto, al ha-mayim chayim. B'dam, al ha-mayim, they have to both be there, and they also both have to be nicker. But the Rabbanon argue with Rabbi Shmuel for the obvious reason. Rabbanon, who the gufei? Where do you see that the dam has to be nicker in that pasuk? All the pasuk said was, it says there has to be dam and there has to be mayim. How do you know that they have to be nicker? Rabbi Shmuel says the Gemara, because we know already that there was dam and mayim together in the klicheres, because the previous pasuk said v'tziva hakoyin v'shochet as tzipor echos al klicheres al mayim chayim. So you already shechted the tzipor into the mayim chayim. So you have now a kois that has mayim and dam. Now you're bringing the tzipor achay v'tov al bahem, and that will tell me the whole story. Why does it have to say again v'tov al oisam v'es tzipor achaya b'dam tzipor ashkuta al mayim chayim? Why do you have to chazal into the klicheres? It was one pasuk earlier. We know exactly what's going on inside the klicheres. To tell me that has to be dam, that has to be mayim, it has to be nikkav. Rabbi Shmuel ben Kain, lichtav rachmana v'tovah behem. B'damu b'mayim. Lomali the nikkav. Rabbanon, the Rabbanon said, ikas rachmana v'tovah behem. Had it said v'tovah behem, havamina, I would have thought, hailuchudei v'hailuchudei. I would know that you have to be toivelin in dam, you have to be toivelin in mayim. But maybe you can be toivelin in dam, and then afterwards be toivelin in mayim. Says the Gemara, that's why, kas rachmana b'damu b'mayim. La'arvan, to tell me they have to be together. But not that they have to be noticeable, as long as they're mixed together. V'rabbi Shmuel, La'arvan krach rinuksev, v'shachat as a tzipor achas. What are you talking about? The pasuk says, v'shachat as a tzipor achas, el klicheres, al mayim chayim. Doesn't the pasuk say clearly that they're together in the klicheres? V'rabbanan say, no, imahu. And I only had that pasuk. Havamina, I would have thought, lishchete samuch lemona. Maybe what it means is you should shecht it next to the keli. V'ninketinu livridin. And then you should hold the tzipor in a way that's not going to allow the blood of the tzipor to come out. V'lekabli ledama, monachrino. And maybe put the dam into another case. All the pasuk says is v'shochad as a tzipor echas al klicheres. the shechita has to be on top of the klicheres, but maybe the dam itself doesn't fall into the klicheres. So ultimately, the dam is going to be in one place, the mayim is going to be in another place. And had the Torah only said v'tava loisam, I would think do a tefillah here and then do a tefillah there, and you're going to be yaitza. That's why it has to say v'tava loisam veisatzi barachaya bidam atzi barashkuta ala mayim chayim, to teach me that they're together, but not together that they're both noticeable. Together, they could even be ma'uriv, they could even be mixed up. Kamashma lo and boyim minay Rav Yirmi Mirab Zera. One final Gemara. Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zeira, "Gedoyla, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the dam of the tzipar has to be nicker inside the mayim. What if the tzipar was so big that it overwhelms the water in this taruvus that you can't see the water? Or ketana, if it was very small, the nitches mipnei mayim, the mayim overwhelms the tzipar. Ma, what's the halacha? Meaning, but the evidence, is it okay or is it not okay?" So that was Rabbi Yirmiyah's shailas. Rabbi Yirmiyah is famous in Shas for asking these types of shailas. Amale, so Rabbi Zeira told Rabbi Yirmiyah, "Lava mina lecha, did I not tell you like topic nafshu chalabam yilchus? Don't ask questions when it comes to shiurim." I guess Rabbi Yirmiyah was always asking shailas. So Rabbi Zeira told him, "Shiurim, don't ask. Your Rabbi Yirmiyah shailas are not good shailas for shiurim. Halacha l'mayishim Sinai. It's all becheshvin gadol. I'm telling you, there's no room for your shailas when it comes to halachas. Why is it not a good shaila? Because betzipar d'ror shiura banan. Because the tzipar that had to be used for the mitzvah wasn't just any tzipar. It had to be a certain type of tzipar. A tzipar d'ror. Not sure what that is, but it's a type of tzipar. And ein l'cha gedoylo shemadachas asanayim. There's no tzipor dror that's going to be too big, and there's no tzipor dror that's going to be too small. As a result, your question is a moot point. So we'll stop here, but tomorrow, Yetz Hashem, we'll begin with the Maratzchius' Kasha that he brings from his Rebbe, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, that the Gemara Named Aleph was discussing halacha oikeves mikra, and the Gemara Araya from a halacha that is oikev a klal pratu klal. And the Gemara said, isn't that a raya to an example where the halacha trumps a pasuk? And says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Klal pratu klal is not a deraisa. Klal pratu klal midirabonon here. Which would seem to imply that any halacha that's learnt out from the Yud Gimel Midos has the status of a din derabonon, not a din deraisa. Is that true? It's machloikis, Rambam, and Ramban, Rashi, Ksuvas, Daf Gimel, Aleph. We'll see more about that tomorrow.